Welcome to Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The center fielder, Austin Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Yandy Diaz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Abraham Almonte. Batting eighth. The DH, Francisco Mejia. Batting ninth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Trevor Bauer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Hansen. Batting second. The third baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Batting third. The DH, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Matt Davidson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Omar Narvaez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Reimer Liriano. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Adam Engel. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Shields. And now, play ball. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez takes first base on ball four. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into left field. Liriano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Allen Hansen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sanchez is hit by the pitch. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Abreu hits a pop-up towards third. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santana hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Yandy Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Diaz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Almonte hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Francisco Mejia is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mejia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Diaz moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Liriano. Perez reaches second base with a double. Diaz scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davidson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Davidson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davidson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Narvaez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Narvaez hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Raimer Liriano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Liriano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shields fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. Narvaez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Chisenhall out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Engel strikes out. 1 out. Allan Hansen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. 2 outs. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sanchez hits a fly ball into left field. Almonte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yandy Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Diaz hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Almonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Almonte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davidson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almonte for the out. Santana moves to second. 2 outs. Francisco Mejia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mejia is 0 for 1 in the game. Mejia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santana scores. Mejia moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Matt Davidson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davidson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davidson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia throws the ball into Anderson, who tags Lindor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Narvaez is 0 for 1 in the game. Narvaez hits a pop-up towards short. Lindor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Raimer Liriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liriano is 0 for 1 in the game. Liriano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel strikes out. Two outs. Allan Hansen, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Chisenhall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santana strikes out. Two outs. Yandy Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sanchez is hit by the pitch. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Diaz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Matt Davidson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davidson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davidson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Almonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Almonte takes first base on ball 4. Francisco Mejia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mejia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mejia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shields fields it and throws to first for the out. Almonte moves to second. 1 out. Jake Petrica now pitching. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perez strikes out. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lindor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almonte scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Giovanni Urshela now playing third base. Omar Narvaez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Narvaez is 0 for 2 in the game. Narvaez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauer covering, for the out. 1 out. Joe Smith now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Raimer Liriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liriano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Liriano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chisenhall. Liriano reaches second base with a double. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Indians. Adam Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Olson now pitching. Allan Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Beck now pitching. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 3 in the game. Chisenhall takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Narvaez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck fires to first and picks off Chisenhall. 2 outs. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Urshela hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Abraham Almonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Almonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Almonte hits a fly ball into left field. Liriano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Brian Shaw now pitching. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abreu is 0-for-3 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dylan Covey now pitching. Francisco Mejia is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mejia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mejia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Perez reaches second base with a double. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lindor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lindor takes first base on ball 4. Austin Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sanchez fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cody Allen now pitching. Matt Davidson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davidson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davidson hits a fly ball into left field. Almonte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Narvaez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Narvaez is 0-for-3 in the game. Narvaez takes first base on ball 4. Tim Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Urshela fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Raimer Liriano is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Liriano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Liriano takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. Rob Brantley pinch hits for Adam Engel. Rob Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brantley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago.